Welcome to 2024. Welcome to the new phase, Welcome to the next year in the never-ending saga of the collapsing Western world, the post-masculine world, the post-America world. And how do you find success and happiness as a man in a fallen world? Right here, Alpha Male 2.0, where we not only will survive what is coming and what is happening now, but we will benefit from what is coming and what is happening now. Very few other people have the options of the Alpha Male 2.0. Most of the people just rant and scream on the internet and do stupid shit that won't help, like vote for Donald Trump. But you have other options. I'm Caleb Jones. This is Alpha Male 2.0, freedom-focused lifestyle design for men, the freest and happiest lifestyle the modern man in the collapsing Western civilization which we live can live without being a billionaire or something like that. I have a lot to talk about today. I'm going to kind of keep it to one topic, but I'm going to do a deep dive of that topic. I'll open up for questions. I have not been on these live streams for about 2 weeks, week and a half, long time. Because for the first time, I was just talking to the 90 Day Business Builder guys, prior session here. For the first time in a very long time, I actually took some time off. So for the last, 8 days or so between Christmas and New Year's, I didn't do a lot of work. It was actually visiting my family and my lovely wife in beautiful Portland, Oregon. And so I've been, last few days I've been catching up, but I've talked about how, and I'll talk about this maybe next week on the Sovereign CEO channel. January 2nd is my favorite day of the year by far. Today, as I record this, is January 3rd. So this is the beginning of a new year and a new quarter, which I treat as years now. And it's the beginning of go time. Very, very special time. You should take advantage of this. let's see. Let me zoom up my comments so I can read them. I'll do a few questions. I'll wait a few minutes and then we'll get in with the content. I'm thinking about spending this year only on money and gym, no dating of any kind. Well, I would get laid. So I don't know if you have women on rotation now. I would not recommend you go a year without any sex. But other than that, sure. Then on January 1, 2025, I move out to on the fly, start dating thoughts. Dating takes so much time. One FB, just to get laid a little bit. I talk about the Unchained Man. Cool. Oh, so one of you talk about he on Audible. Awesome. Yes, the new Unchained Man is almost done. I will give an official update on that next week. If you purchased the pre-purchase thing, plus the course, there's a course coming too. It's attached to the Unchained Man. There will be an audio book, and it will be in my voice. It will not be any bullshit AI. It will not be an actor. It will be me. And that was very important to me. Attracted and engaged to me going cold. What the fuck can a shitty Instagram dry pussy be that bad? I don't know what you're talking about. How do you react when women try to change the first date location or the last minute? Especially location. I've noticed that pattern lately. it's not a pattern. I think you just ran into it with two girls. I generally don't do it. I mean, if it's easy for me, sure. If it's convenient for me, I'll do it. If it's not, I won't. Real simple. What percent tax did you pay when you lived in the United States full time? So for most of my entrepreneurial life, the tax I was paying in the U.S. was around 8%, 9%. As your income increases, your tax rate will also increase. So it got up to about, what was the number? 19%, 17%, somewhere in there. Somewhere in there, maybe a little higher certain years. Now it's around 4-ish, 4%, 4 or 5, which was my objective. So that's about what I was paying. If you follow Alpha 2.0 business models, even in the collapsing Western world, you'll pay a lot less taxes than the typical person. Happy New Year, Caleb. You're very welcome. I think you probably touched everyone's here's girlfriend at some point. No, unless you spent most of your life in Portland, Oregon. Some of my women in Portland, Oregon made jokes about this. One woman in particular, like, you fucked everybody in Portland. So if you've spent a lot of time in Portland, Oregon, and maybe a little Seattle, then we probably know some mutual people, if you know what I'm saying. But other than that, no, not really. I mean, I'm here in Dubai, and you know, Dubai's a big city though. So to answer your question, I skipped dating for two and a half years after moving within the USA, after switching jobs, getting set after it may benefit you. I recommend it. Oh, you're asking someone else's question. Okay, cool. How important is looks and looks maxing in order to attract a woman? It is a key ingredient. Key ingredient of dating is to maximize your physical appearance based on the things you cannot control, which would be your age, your race, and your height. Those are three things you cannot control, but everything else is within your control. You can control how your hair looks, your skin looks, your posture, your body language, the shirt you're wearing, okay, your weight. You can control these things. So absolutely, it's a requirement. No. By the way, Caleb, I'm the real D. I don't have a rotation. I have nothing. What does D mean? Loser? I don't know what D means. I matched with a hot woman on Bumble, but after I pitched the first date, she said she would rather I ask her to lunch, dinner. What should I do? If she's over 33, that is the norm for them. You're going to have to make a decision. I would move on. She's under 33. You'd say something like, you know, I want to kind of keep it relaxed. And on Thursday night, I'm going to be tired from work. I just want to hang out, get a drink and just talk. What do you think about that? Let's do that instead. So she says. So it'd be a year of absence. I do not recommend a year of absence. I don't recommend this. Sorry, I don't recommend it. Would you be covering in detail the business optimization phase in your updated book or elsewhere? No, I would not. I would not. That is a very detailed topic, far more detailed for the Unchained Man. So no, I would not. What is your favorite John Wick movie? You know, that's tough. That's a difficult one. It would not be John Wick 2. It might be, I don't know. John Wick 1 or John Wick 3? It's one of those two. I'm leaning the direction of 3. I like 1 a lot. 4 was great, except the problem is it turned into Fast and Furious. He's invincible. He's like Superman. He falls out of buildings and he gets up and he's fine. He gets hit by a car and he gets up and he's fine. The bad guys fall out of buildings, get hit by cars, they die. But John Wick's invincible. So that ruined it. Ruined a lot of it for me. Outside of that, John Wick 4 is a masterpiece, but it ruins it by making John Wick into Superman. Andrew Tate said, the favorite three words I love to hear, whatever quote. Andrew Tate said that the elite wants to enslave the people and also want to reduce human population, and they are peasants and the elites won't want them, useless feeders, as AI will take their jobs. That is partially correct, yes. He is partially right about that. What's the solution to that? All of you worried about the elites and the Great Reset, what's the solution? Alpha Male 2.0. Location-dependent income through a location-dependent business in an unregulated industry that you own and control. We make at least $85,000 a year U.S. And non-monogamy, so one woman doesn't control you and you're not desperate for sex all the time. That's the solution. And then you're location-dependent, go where you want. Five flags on top of that if you want. Multiple residencies, there you go. That's the answer. D equals my username. There's an imposter in your comments. Yeah, that is the risk of having your username be one letter. That's not a good idea. What separates? Should we get started here? Oh, a few more questions. We'll get started. Hang on. As usual, I got a drink. My agua. Still a little tired today. Not much, because I was jet lagged coming back from Portland to Dubai. It's a 12-hour time zone difference. You're welcome. And then I had to stay up for New Year's Eve. So I came back on Friday. New Year's Eve was Sunday. So it gave me an extra day to not recover. So I'm pretty good. Okay. I'm all right. Not 100%, but pretty good. What separates a hyper-educated woman, usually left-wing, versus hyper-corporate women, not as left-wing, but kind of boss bitch-like? I don't understand the question. What do you mean what separates them? They're slightly different people. I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand your question. What is your opinion about Destiny? Every time I do a live stream, someone asks me that question. I give the same answer every time. What is your opinion about Destiny, who had a polygamous relationship, yet wife still left him? What could he have done differently? I don't know the details of his relationship. I don't know if dating was allowed, because in my model, OLTR means fucking is allowed, but dating is allowed. I don't know if that was allowed. He is also a beta. Yes, he's a confident beta, but he is a beta. If you're a beta, it puts you put a deadline in your relationship and your woman will eventually leave you. Pink Firefly would be terrified to leave me, whereas Destiny's girlfriend had no problem leaving him. Why do you think that is? I'm sure he made a number of errors, but I have to go into deep dive into his relationship, which I haven't done, and I have no interest in doing. Okay. Okay, stretch. See, what I have to do now, to the I have finally more or less fixed the problem I had where I was in physical therapy for my arms. One of the reasons I had my problem with my arms is, I discovered through physical therapy, is that I had an underdeveloped upper back.
What the fuck?
Right. So I probably just, you know, in your 50s, you over the years, you do certain things wrong. I have tight calves and I have an underdeveloped upper back.
What the fuck?
So I'm constantly having to now, every day I do this, I pinch my shoulder blades back as hard as I can like this. Matter of fact, when I walk around outside, I consciously pinch my shoulder. I look kind of stupid, look like I'm trying to be Superman, but I do it to start developing. And I'm doing weightlifting stuff too for the upper back. But that was one of the issues I had is lower back was good, deadlift's good, abs are pretty good. You can't see my abs. I got too much chubby chubs. You know, chest is good, shoulder, all good as in proportional. Upper back was not where it needed to be. So now I'm like, you know, you're all this upper back bullshit. So if you see me doing this shit throughout the live stream, oh yeah, oh yeah, baby. That's what I'm doing. That's why. All right. Let's see. I bang a lot of chicks, most on the first date, but usually when I try to date them, either they leave after two or three times or two or three months, they'll spark in a future. Because you're fucking them on the first date. When you fuck a woman on the first date, the odds skyrocket that you will never see her past the second or third date because you overrode her ESD too quickly, and now she has buyer's remorse, which is post-sex ASD. If you follow my model, where you fuck them on the second date, your retention rates will be way higher. Way higher. My statistic is 76%. 76% of every woman I've had sex with. Let's see, is that first date sex? Let me think. Is that sex with or lock-in? I forget which one. Keep having sex with me for months, if not years. I'm the opposite. I'm the inverse of most pickup artist-y type guys. Most pickup artists are player guys like you who bang chicks on the first date. Then you text them the next day, like, oh my God, I delete this guy's number. I fucked him. I don't even know his last name. That's why. Too much sitting. Right, but see, I've been standing too. Yeah, some of that's sitting. You're right. Some of that's sitting. You're right. All right. All right, one more question. Caleb Jones, I'm attracted to women like Tommy Lauren. Oh, you're attracted to women like Tommy Lauren? Tommy Lauren's a dominant. You don't want Tommy Lauren. Did a whole video on her. But okay, I try to be alpha, but I grew up in a single mother home. Yeah. Welcome to being a millennial. Yeah, I know. And had an older sister and never had any control of myself as women told me what to do. So yeah, now you're attracted to dominant bitches like Tommy Lauren. Yeah, not a good idea. Not a good plan to be attracted to dominance if you're an alpha male 2.0. If you're a beta male and you want to stay a beta the rest of your life, there are a few men in that category who understand what it means to be different between alpha 1.0, alpha 2.0, and beta male. And they say, look, I'm going to choose to be a beta male consciously. Yes, I'll have these problems, but I need to be with a woman who bosses me around and is my mommy and tells what to do. Okay, go ahead. Other than that, terrible idea. So we have now entered into, this is January 3rd as I make this recording, we have now entered into not only the best time to get results in your business, I was just talking to the 9-Day Business Builder guys about this, but also the best results in your personal life, because now it is what I have called go time. If you don't know what that term is, it's a term I've used many years. Go time is that time of year between January 2nd and May 31st. It's the first 5 months of the year. It applies only if you live in the northern hemisphere, you are above the equator. If you're below the equator, this isn't exactly true. But if you're above the equator, this means that January, February, March, April, May, these 5 months have shitty weather and no major holidays for 5 months straight. That is not true of any other time of the year. So that means that people are not going anywhere. They're not traveling very much. They don't have a lot of extracurricular shit. They're not taking time off. They're not visiting family. They're stuck at home working and just being normal, which means women are available for you to date them. When you hit into June, it becomes summer. Now women start doing more stuff and going out with friends and traveling or hosting family, and they become more difficult to pin down. Then you have September, which is an okay month. October, which is all right. Okay. Then you have November and you have the holidays again. And it's the dating sucks again. So many years, I have built, set the foundation for the year for my dating life just the first few months of the year. There's been many years I've gone out within January and before Valentine's Day, the first 6 weeks of the year, got a bunch of FBs and MLTRs and locked them in for the rest of the year. Don't have to do any dating for the rest of your, just the first 6 weeks. You can do that. So a core part of this is something that many of you, I would guess most of you, have a problem with. And that is that you don't understand the psychological framework of where a woman is in her life. And when you don't understand how women think and how women's lives are in their sexual and dating lives, it becomes harder to fuck them and or to date them. Now, I have talked about in massive detail, articles on my blogs, multiple videos, how one of the biggest problems men have in relating to women in relationships, in dating scenarios or relationship scenarios, is they use logic. I call it guy logic. And so a woman is yelling at you, you're in a relationship and you're arguing and you use a bunch of logic and she gets even more mad and hits you over the head with a plan, right? Or screams and yells and goes, fuck your brother. Or you're on a first date, second date, you're trying to bang a chick, you're trying to get laid. And she says no, you start using a bunch of logic and she goes, fuck you, and she leaves. Logic is the worst way to interact with a woman in a dating or relationship context. And unfortunately, it is the default for most men, including stupid men. Smart guys, average guys, they all use logic. Well, you understand that. Rollo Tomasi said, Andrew Tate said, you know, the statistics are, well, you didn't do that. You did that at 10 o'clock and I did that at 11:30. You use logic and you get fucking nowhere. And this is a big component of this. You're using logic and facts instead of what her experience is. And if you come at women via their experience, suddenly your results increase. Boy, did it take me a long time to learn this because I'm a logical, rational, INTJ guy. I'm very low on the emotion scale, but I had to learn, oh, I see. If I go to women in the emotional frame in which they view life and the sexual abundance that women have, which is the core part of this topic today, I do better, a lot better. Not just bringing women into my sex life, having sex with women, but also maintaining women and keeping them on rotation as FBs, MLTRs, or if you like an OLTR, if you're over the age of 30. I'm gonna back my way into this topic. One of the most common complaints I continuously receive from guys in my audience over my emails and things like this are men, you guys, complaining about women over the age of 33 using a bunch of excuses. I just got one a minute ago about not wanting to have sex on date 1, 2, or 3. Usually it's date 1 or 2. And let me back up in case you are new to some of these terms. ASD. ASD is not my term. It comes out of the pickup artist world. It stands for anti-slut defense. It's a term I use. It is not my term. What ASD means is you're on a first or second date or similar scenario with a new woman who has not had sex with you yet. And she likes you. She's attracted to you. She wants to have sex with you, but she says no. Why does she say no if she wants to fuck you? Because she doesn't want to be perceived as a slut or a hoe or a whore. Her societal programming kicks in thanks to right-wing religious men. Thanks, right-wing religious guys. Thanks a lot. And other women. That's what ASD comes from. And she says, well, you know, I'd love to fuck this guy, but oh, I'm not a hoe and I'm not a slut and I'm a lady. And I don't want my girlfriends to find out or my sister to find out or my mom to find out. And I don't want him to think I'm a slut. If I fuck him on the first day, he'll think I'm a slut. So I need to make him wait. And then maybe I'll fuck him 2 or 3 more dates down the road. ASD is a core component of what you need to overcome when you attract new women into your life. The problem is that ASD rises as a woman ages. The older a woman is, with some exceptions I'll discuss in a second, the more ASD she has. And I will describe why in a minute. So if you're dealing with a 19-year-old girl, she has virtually no ASD. As long as she's comfortable with you, and she's attracted to you, she'll probably have sex with you. It doesn't matter what date number it is. But if she's 38, oh no. You're going to get a bunch of bullshit excuses about, I'm a lady. I don't do that anymore. I have respect for myself. That's not the way I was raised. I'm worth the wait. Things that all of you have tried to have sex with women over the age of 33 have discovered. Why do I say 33? At age, it goes up every year starting at age 18. There's a little spike at about 28. It spikes a little bit. There's a little spike at 30. And at 33, it skyrockets. It hockey sticks up and it stays way high for the rest of her 30s, into her 40s, all the way to her 50s, and finally at around age 50, it drops a little. So this is why you get these kinds of responses. If you've been on many dates with women over the age 30, I certainly have in the course of my life, not lately, but I have. You may have been in these scenarios where this classic scenarios I've had several times years ago before I learned this is I'd be on a date or a second date with a woman over 33, hot. I wanted to have sex with her. We would be sexual at a bar, in the car or whatever, trying to get her to my place, whatever. And she'd be super horny. And she's like, no, I can't. And she was at nothing. And you try all your techniques, they don't work. And she drives home. I've had this happen with several women. She drives home by herself after saying no to you. Then she sends you a text saying that she's masturbating, thinking about you. And you're like, why didn't you just fuck me? But that's logic. Women don't operate logically. ASD. ASD is not, she's not attracted, doesn't want to fuck you. That's, she's not, she doesn't like you. That's different. Okay, now, here's what happens. Men will say to me, many of you probably said this, either to me or other people in this space. You know, these women over 33, some men say over 30, are full of shit. These women are all demanding about shit I have to do. They're like, I want to have sex with her. And she's like, well, you got to take me out to dinner four times. You got to take me out to steak dinner. You got to, let's go karaoke. Let's go do this and that. And what you guys say to me with your logic is you say, don't these women understand? Now, these are usually red pill guys right out of the red pill world. You know, you just read Rollo's book, right? Don't these women understand that they're past their expiration date and they're past their, you know, their SMB? And there's all these women, there's 100,000 women in their town right now who are in their 20s who will gladly fuck me in a heartbeat without making all these stupid demands. Don't these women understand that they're in direct competition with these women who are younger and hotter than them and will fuck me faster? That's ridiculous. Now, is it ridiculous? Logically, from that standpoint, yes. But is that the whole story? No, it's not. You're forgetting a lot. And I still hear this to this day. I see this. I just saw it the other day. You know, well, I'm jumping ahead. I'll talk about that in a second. You are basing this on your own internal guy logic from your standpoint on the guy side of the table. You are not acknowledging what it's like for her. And what I'm about to say will surprise many of you if you are not very woman experienced. Matter of fact, I know for a fact, many of you, if you're not woman experienced, are going to not even believe what I'm about to show you, but not show you, tell you. More of you who are woman experienced will go, yep, that's right. That's how it works. If there are any women watching this live stream or the recording of this or the podcast, you'll be like, yep, that's exactly right. You'll be nodding your head the whole time. Okay? You do not understand when a man says this is ridiculous. How can a 38-year-old woman demand all this shit when some 24-year-old will fuck me right now? You do not understand the level of sexual abundance that 38-year-old woman or 41-year-old woman or 52-year-old woman or 29-year-old woman is experiencing on a daily fucking basis. You have no context for what it's like to be a woman where everyone of the opposite sex wants to fuck you at all times. Caleb, that's not true of 38-year-old. Wrong. This is where you're looking at the logic shit and the logic is wrong. We live in a world, as I've been saying for 15 years, and every year it gets worse. It is far worse now than I was first saying this 15 years ago. We live in a world jam chock full of needy, pussy, thirsty, one-eyed-to-see beta males. And every year it gets worse. The percentage of men who are needy, thirsty, horny, desperate, dumbass, fucktard beta males increases every year. Now, that's a good thing. It's a terrible thing for society. If you're a traditional right-wing conservative, it's an awful thing for you because it destroys your, you know, destroys your society. Destroys. But for an alpha male, too, but it's fucking great. But that's the world in which you live. This goes back to when I used to really talk about online dating more. Hang on, I need a drink. Hang on a second. Guys would say, guys still say this, but they used to say this back in the day when I was really hardcore teaching online dating, when we had things like OkCupid and Match.com and things like that before swipe apps, before Tinder, but even during Tinder, they would say, you know, fat girls can't get laid. Fat girls, no one wants to fuck a fat girl. Wrong. You back then and today, you would log into a fat girl's OkCupid profile and you would see hundreds of openers, hundreds of DMs from men, including some good-looking men who are desperate to fuck these fat girls. And men hear that, they go, but that makes no logical sense. That's the reality. That's how this works. And I know you don't believe this stuff, some of you, but this is how this works. You know, these guys, these red pill guys who say, oh, no woman over 30 can get laid or no over 35 can get laid. Wrong. Older women have men all over them trying to fuck them every fucking day of their lives. I'm exaggerating slightly, but not much, including ugly older women, including overweight older women. You name it, they have men all the time. I know a lot of these women, and I bet some of you do too. Maybe some of you have this experience. I used to have this when I was surprised. I mean, I had this experience, but it used to surprise me. Now it doesn't surprise me because I understand how needy fucking men are. Where you meet a woman and she's fat and ugly, and then you see all these guys try to fuck her, and you're like, what the fuck? Yes, that's how it works. And men either don't understand this, or when they understand it, they forget it. Because that's the opposite of your world, isn't it? Do you have hundreds of women trying to fuck you every day? No. Men live in the opposite. Men live in sexual scarcity. Most men. There's some exceptions I'll talk about in a second. So because you live in this lifestyle of sexual scarcity, you cannot comprehend the concept of an over 30 or over 40 or over 50 fat, ugly woman having tons of guys, not one or two losers, tons of guys wanting to fuck her all the time. You don't even register that that's the reality. And it is. I love these guys who think, especially these red pill guys, who think that low SMB women can't get laid. Wrong. Women in their 30s, women in their 40s, women in their 50s. Women who are overweight. Women who are what many would consider ugly. Women who are average looking or moderate looking, but overweight, but older. It happens all the time. This is the norm. So many of you have seen Billy. Billy's going to come back to the Sovereign CEO live streams, by the way. We're going to have an Ask Billy segment because you guys keep asking about this. People are signing up for like our residency programs and our business building programs specifically because of Billy, not because of me, which I think is great. You've seen Billy, right? Is Billy in her high SMB as a woman? No. She's in her late 40s. Like me, she's overweight. I'm overweight too. She has a better excuse. She broke her back riding horses, okay? Every time we do a live event with Billy, where Billy's involved, 100%, okay, not 100%. 85% of the time we've done live events all over the world with Billy, guys try to fuck Billy. Billy has to fight men off with a stick. Last time it was two guys. And Billy's like my sister. We discuss all this stuff. I'm not going into details, but she can if she wants. She wants to come on here. Is Billy some young, skinny 26? No. You guys don't understand this because you have no context for understanding this. Okay, now let's rewind back to the over 33 high ASD woman who is making a bunch of demands. And you're all fucking pissed off and confused because doesn't she understand that she has competition for these hot 22-year-olds who won't? Okay, now. Here's a thought experiment. Not a thought experiment. This is not a thought experiment because this is real. So I'm going to help you try to put your brain in the brain of a woman so you can better understand women, so you can have sex with more of them and maintain more of them on relationship rotations more easily and longer. I'm telling you, when you understand a woman think and you fully get a woman think, this shit becomes a lot easier. I remember it was about 2000. Didn't fully get this to about 2010. Because I started this 2007 where I fully understood and internalized how women think about these things because of how they live and what they experience when they go date dudes. Okay, now, put yourself in the mind of a 38-year-old, let's say you're a 38-year-old single woman, all right? And you're dating, you're on the dating apps, you're going on first dates, maybe your girlfriends are setting you up for blind dates, whatever the fuck it is, okay? You're on Bumble, okay? You're a 38-year-old, 38, well past 33. Okay. And in terms of your physical appearance, you are at best a 6. Okay, from a scale of 1 to 10, you're about 6. One second. Which means you're not hot at all. Now, you're not ugly, you're not fat, but you're not hot at all. You're not even probably cute. You're just average. You're nothing special, nothing to write home about. Okay. You're a 38-year-old 6. Okay. Now, which means you have high SD and you're making all these demands. Why are you making these demands? Now, if you're a 38-year-old woman who is a 6, do you logically somewhere in your brain understand that you have competition from younger women? Absolutely. Matter of fact, the prettier you are as an older woman, the more you are aware of this and the more you think about it. Yes, of course, if you're a 38-year-old 6, you see the same hot young girls shaking their asses on Instagram that you see as a man. Matter of fact, you hate these women when you're an older woman. I've talked about how older women hate younger women. It's the women, the people they hate the most are younger girls. They're all whores and sluts and dumbasses, right? I've talked this in my blogs and my podcasts about all these things older women say about younger girls. It's hilarious. So are you aware that these women represent some level of competition for you? Yes, of course you're aware of this. You don't need some guy telling you this. You are well aware of this. Yes. Yes, that is true. Now, here's something else I want you to imagine, because this is not imaginary. This is fact. I want you to now imagine, even though you're 38-year-old 6, okay, you're past your quote expiration date, according to the red pill guys, right? I did a whole video about this, how, you know, this attitude of old women over 30 or 33 are disgusting and old, stupid, okay? A lot of those Instagram models you guys are jacking off to are well past 30, because women in their early to mid 30s don't look, they look like they're in 20s now, and that's going to continue. Anyway, so you're not hot though. You're a 38-year-old 6. You are technically aware you have younger women as competition, kind of, somewhere out in the world. Okay, now, I now want you to imagine, because this is factual, that when you go on a first date with a new guy, 80 to 100% of every guy you go on a first date with wants to fuck you or date you. 80 to 100%. I want you to imagine what that's like. And you're a 38-year-old 6, because this is true. If you don't believe me, go find a 38-year-old single woman who's a 6 and ask her about the last 10 first dates. What percentage of the last 10 first dates wanted to fuck you or date you? She'll say pretty much all of them. Yeah. Okay. Now, let's pause for a second. Is that your experience? You want to date some girls? Do 80 to 100% of the girls you want a first date with want immediately want to fuck, are trying to get you home to fuck you or date you and be their girlfriend? No, that's like an alien. I just gave you like a fantasy land alien thing you have no context for. With the exception of a small percentage, I'll get to you in a second. I want you to imagine this now, because this is true. And over again, every time I'm on a first date, over and over and over and over, all the alpha male 1.0s try to fuck you. All the beta males kiss your ass and want you to be their boyfriend and think you're pretty, and they're blowing up your phone and they're saying we should hang out and you should meet my mom. And I mean, one of the common complaints I've received from women in their 30s and 40s who go on first dates with men in their 40s, I've been talking about this for 15 plus years. This is true. You guys who are familiar with this content, you don't realize how bad it is out there with all these goddamn beta males. I've had numerous women tell me when they go on a first date with a guy in their 30s and 40s, usually 40, especially if it's a divorced 40-year-old guy, okay? The guy will say something like, oh, what part of town do you live in? She'll say, I live in da-da-da. He'll say, oh, you live in da-da-da. Perfect. So you have one kid and I have two kids and my kids go to da-da-da school. So if we got married, it would work out because this is the first date and this is the way that man is talking. And this, for your experience as a 38-year-old woman or 42-year-old woman or 44-year-old woman, is the norm. That is the typical regular first date. I'm not even talking about all the guys in your work. So you're the same 38-year-old 6. You go to work, all these guys trying to fuck you, including lots of married guys. They're trying to fuck you. Doesn't matter if you're not hot, right? You meet guys and you're like, you meet a guy and then You know, a mutual female friend will say, hey, you know, John, you met at the party last week. Yeah. Well, he really likes you. That happens all the goddamn time. Constantly, constantly, constantly. Now, let's say Mr. Logical Guy comes into your life. You go on a first date with Mr. Logical Guy. Mr. Red Pill Logical Guy, right? He just finished reading Rollo's book. Okay? He's been watching, you know, Rich Cooper videos. Okay? And I love Rich Cooper. I love Rollo. Okay? He can't wait to vote for Donald Trump again for no reason. He's full of facts and statistics about feminists and dating and, you know, red pill and blue pill and black pill. He loves all this shit, right? And so he goes on first date with the 38-year-old six. And of course, he wants to fuck her because all men want to fuck her. And she says, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm a lady. I don't do that anymore. Use those same bullshit excuses we've all heard. I don't do that anymore. That's not the way I was raised. I'm a lady. I have respect for myself. I'm worth the wait. Blah, 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 blah. What you need to do is let's go karaoke on Wednesday night. And then on Friday, let's go get a steak dinner. And of course, you're going to pay for all this shit, right? And then let's see where it goes. And then you, Mr. Red Pill Logical Man, goes, do you not understand that there are approximately 140,000 women in this city under the age of 29 who will happily have sex with me without putting up all these barriers? Do you not understand that you are direct competition for those women? What would you say to him if you're a 38-year-old and every guy wants to fuck you with 80 to 100% of every man you meet wants to fuck you? You'd be like, fuck you. It doesn't matter if it's true. The world is so full of fucking beta males and horny alpha male 1.0s. It doesn't fucking matter. She can make all the goddamn demands she wants. That's how this works. So your logic and your facts don't do shit. It doesn't fucking matter. Now, you can multiply this times 1,000 if you're talking about famous Instagram models or younger girls who are ready for whatever. That's the reality that they live in. Men fundamentally do not understand the constant state of sexual abundance that women exist in. They don't understand. I just explained it to you, and a lot of you still don't understand it. A lot of you are going to say, that doesn't make sense, or Caleb must be exaggerating, or that's not true. Older girls don't get laid like that. You're wrong. You're wrong. Now, there is a small category of men, I would say maybe 2 or 3% of men, who do understand this because they, unlike most men, live in a state of sexual abundance. There are basically two categories, these men. First category at the very top are male celebrities. So yes, if you were Justin Bieber at his fame height when he was still unmarried, he could have fucked any woman on earth. Any woman on earth, regardless of age or hotness, fame, doesn't matter. Okay? George Clooney at his height, you know, Leo DiCaprio, these guys. These guys, like women, live in a constant state of sexual abundance. So these guys do understand when a woman says, whoa, wait a minute, you need to take me on 4 dates, then we have sex. They may not agree with it, but they understand where they're coming from because they experience every day. I mean, goddamn, Tiger Woods. You guys forgot about Tiger Woods. I wrote a lot of articles about Tiger Woods. My old buddy Tiger Woods, goddamn. Tiger Woods was having sex with, he was in a monogamous marriage with 2 kids. He was cheating on his wife. He was having sex with 36 different women that we know of. 36, okay? This is the kind of shit he would do. And this is one of the shittier things he would do. That's why I'm against cheating. I'm against monogamy, but I'm also against cheating because I'm against lying. So this is one of the things he would do. This is one of the many Tiger Woods stories you could look up. Hilarious. What he would do is, because he lived in a state of sexual abundance, he was a famous, good-looking, wealthy, super famous, ultra powerful, ultra high end SB guys. He could fuck anyone he wanted. So he would be out with his family, his wife and his kids at like some family restaurant, like Fuddruckers, some bullshit like that, right? The waitress would come over. He'd be like, oh, I'm going to fuck that waitress. She's hot. She's cute, right? So he would play it cool the whole time. He wouldn't let on anything. He can't flirt with her. His wife is staring right at him. By the way, he's married to a Russian woman. We could talk about that. Let's not. But anyway, so. So they all leave. They go out to the car. And he lies to his wife. He goes, oh, shit. Hey, I left my wallet back there. I'll be right back in a minute. You just get the kids ready. I'll be back in a minute. She go, okay. He go back in the restaurant, walk up to the waitress, and basically say, hey, I'm Tiger Woods. You want to fuck me? And because he was famous, she'd say, yes, of course. Yeah, great. He would get her number. And then within a day or two, he'd be fucking her. He'd do this shit all the time. Oh, it was her. She was Swedish. All right. Thank you for the fact check correction. His wife, his ex-wife was Swedish. I thought she was Russian. Why was I thinking Russian or Ukrainian or something like that? Okay, she was Swedish. Sorry about that. Okay. He would do this all the goddamn time because he was a famous celebrity. So these men, fraction of 1% of men, right? Understand. Now there's another category of men under these men, slightly bigger category, but still maybe 1% or 2% of men, maybe 3%, who are, for lack of a better word or terminology, men like me. I live in a state of sexual abundance. Now, does every woman in the world I meet want to fuck me? No, not even close. However, at this point in my life, I can go have sex with any type of woman I want, literally, and it's pretty easy. I've been doing this for 17 years. I kind of know about this. This is an automatic part of my life now. High SMB guy, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Instagram models, I mean, moms and daughters, and you name it, I've done it. I've been doing this a long, long time. I mean, I've done things like I can go on Instagram, bring up a woman I know, click all of her hot Instagram friends, pick the hottest one and say, I want to fuck her, and then I will go have sex with her. I've done this many times, either on Instagram or other modalities. So this is why it's easier for me to understand, because I live in this state of sexual abundance. I get laid whenever I want, and it's any type of woman I want. Hot Asian girl, Barbie blonde, tines, nines, tens, it doesn't matter, okay? I'm not bragging, I'm telling you why it's easier for me to understand this when a 42-year-old five says, well, you didn't take me on four dates where you have sex with me, instead of me saying, do you not understand that logically, I understand where she's coming from, because I get it. And if you don't live that lifestyle, fine, but you need to try to do your best to understand where these women are coming from. Any woman can get laid whenever she wants, and there's very rare exceptions to this. Hang on a second. It would be like, a woman coming to me and saying, for you to say to a woman, hey, just have sex with me, a 38-year-old six, you're Mr. Guy Logical. Hey, you know, I could go fuck a 24-year-old with a lot less work. So just have sex with me. That is the equivalent of a woman coming to me, a woman who is legitimately ugly. So on a scale of 1 to 10, she's like a 3, or at least my version of a 3. We all have different versions of a 3. So she's legit ugly. And she comes to me and says, hey, Caleb, tomorrow at 3 p.m., you have an appointment with one of your FBs, who is this super hot blonde Ukrainian girl who's 26 with the perfect face, the perfect tits, the perfect ass, and just cancel the appointment and have sex with me. It makes that much sense for that 38-year-old to go, okay, I'll just fuck you. There's 10,000 men who want to fuck me right now, but I'll just chuck that all and fuck you. Unless you are a male celebrity. That's different. You're probably not, and neither am I. By the way, I'd run into the same problem. If I went on a first date with that 38-year-old six, and I tried to hook up on the first date, I'd have the same fucking problems you would. I would. Because that's where she lives. All these women can have sex. I saw, what's her name? The train wreck girl. What's her name? What's the blonde girl who starred the movie Trainwreck? Comedian who got caught stealing jokes. Her name's the tip of my tongue. What's her name? Oh, shit. What's her name? Put her name in the chat. I forget her name. What's her name? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? You don't put the chat off to Google it. Hang on a sec. Oh, it's your chat. I can't remember this. Amy Schumer. Thanks. Amy Schumer. I saw a thing a few years ago. Amy Schumer was speaking at some awards show. And Amy Schumer. And it was like at a fashion award. It wasn't a movie award. It's like a fashion award show. And she gets up there and she's a little chubby. She's not fat, but she's a little chubby and she's not hot. Right. She gets up there. She says, you know, you jerks in the fashion media writing articles about me, how I'm like not hot and I'm chubby and I got a gut. She's like, you know what? Excuse me. I can catch a dick anytime I want. I can get laid anytime I want. I got a line of men a mile long. I can get laid whenever I want. And I'm sitting there going, Bitch, every woman can get laid whenever she wants, including women who are 100 pounds heavier than you, 10 years older than you, and double as ugly as you. That is nothing to brag about, sweetheart. Any woman can get laid whenever the fuck they want. Now, we have a separate discussion about quality. Yes. Yes. Now, but let me address that really quick. Because some of these red pill guys are like, well, yeah, these fat girls can get laid, or these old can get laid. But no one, you know, here's what I saw the other day. Okay. I constantly see this complaint from guys, these red pillish guys. Someone was interviewing someone on a podcast. I forget which podcast it was. And this guy was saying, you got these. Oh, I do remember that. It was a guy interviewing the founder of Zoosk. It was a recent podcast. You probably could find it somewhere. I don't remember the name. And the interviewer was saying, you know, you got these fat girls on these dating apps who say they want a guy who's 6'2 and makes a six-figure income. It's just ridiculous. I hear this all the time. That is a statement coming from a man who doesn't understand female psychology and female existence and female experience. Wrong. Have you never met, because I have, an overweight woman who married a guy who was decently tall and had a good income, over 100,000 a year? I've known several of them. So wrong. These guys can even get guys who you would consider quality-ish. Now, you know why? They're called beta males. There are plenty of tall, decent-looking, six-figure guys who are betas who'd be happy to marry some chubby bitch to run his life. Wrong, 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 wrong. Again, guys understand this shit. It's kind of hilarious. It's stupid. Yeah. Now, just think this through. What would happen if you were a 38-year-old six and every guy you meet wants to fuck you? Would your standards go up or would they go down? They'd go up, and you'd be stupid to not have them go up. I've talked about myself the past several years, especially last 5 years, how my standards have gone not way up, but they've gone up. They've always been pretty high. They've gone up, 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 up. Why? Because I'm experiencing more sexual abundance. So at this point now, I am super goddamn picky. If any woman makes any demand of me, even if she's a 9 or a 10, she's out. I don't give a fuck. Because I can choose to be really picky. Boy, especially these days, I can be really fucking picky. There's an experience, I can't tell you about it, that happened about 4 months ago? I forget. Where I had a scenario similar to this. I had a woman who was top SMB. Well, if you only if you do this. Nope, bye. And the next day I saw another woman who was just as high as SMB as her, not better. Because I can be picky about this shit. And so would you if you were a 45-year-old overweight six making all these demands of men. All these ASC demands that don't make sense to you, but make perfect sense to them. Let's see. What else should I say about this? I could talk about ASD more. How we do it on time here? Yeah, I'll do some questions there. I mean, I could go into more detail about, I'll just mention this really fast. So ASD rises as it, yeah, I'll mention this really quick. I'll move on. We'll get to questions. ASD rises as a woman ages, okay, as I talked about earlier. The highest, I've said this many times on my blogs, the highest ASD type of woman, see if any of you remember, I've said this a few times in my books too. What type of woman has the highest ASD? What demographic? It's a very specific demographic of women. It's not any woman over 33. It's a little more narrow than that. You guys know? See, you guys any points if you guys have, because you guys have really good memory, sometimes better than mine. I'll see if any of you guys know. I'll wait a second. If not, I'll just tell you. I'll tell you either way. What's the highest ASD demographic of women in the modern era? It's reasonably specific. And it's not any woman over 33. It's not, that's not reasonably specific. It's much more specific. You've forgotten? Okay, here it is. It is women 33 to 40-ish. No, more specific. It is women in their 40s who are still relatively skinny and hot. Someone's saying over 33 Asians. No, Asians don't have higher ASD. No. Women in their 40s, that's peak ASD time, is your fucking 40s. 40s who are still skinny and still good looking. If you want to blow your brains out and have a miserable time, Take a woman who is hot in her 40s, who is still hot. That's not true. They can't be hot. Yes, they can. Not as many, but they're out there. Okay. Who's trim and hot and fit and good looking, who's in her 40s, and try to bang her on the first or second date without giving her any money. Have fun with that. You will be so angry, your blood will shoot out of your eyes. What's funny is my wife is exactly in that category. My wife is 44 years old. She is a size zero. She is a smoking hot Barbie blonde, unless you don't like Barbies. Every guy is a different type. Okay. If I died or if we got divorced and you took Pink Firefly out on a first date cold and tried to fuck her, you would be so, tried to fuck her quickly, you would be so angry. Her ASD is as high as you can get. That's one of the many reasons she doesn't fuck other guys when she's allowed to, and she knows I fuck other women. And that's where ASD can benefit you in long-term OLTR relationships, because the higher her ASD gets, if she's your wife or long-term MLTR partner, she's less likely to fuck other guys because she thinks it's gross. I mean, if you said, hey, Pink Firefly, why don't you go fuck other dudes? She's like, that's disgusting. I don't want to do that. I'm 44. Yeah, that's all ASD talking. That's the one time ASD benefits you. Once you have them on rotation, you get through that barrier. I mean, it was hard enough to hook up with Pink Firefly when I met her when she was 33, 11 fucking years ago. I think she was 33, 34. I think she was 33. Yeah, I mean, I got there, but I'd be patient. Okay, she was already at that spike. And she had lower ASD than many women her age, because I don't tolerate that shit. I'm not going to go on 5 dates with you before I have sex, sweetheart. Sorry. I'm not going to waste my time. Even though I understand your reasons. And I'm not going to get mad about your reasons. Unlike other people, this is bullshit. No, I get it. All right. Okay. Should we answer some questions here? I'll scroll up a little bit. Let's see. Where are we here? You guys are talking about women you'd fuck. Okay, great. Got it back to work. I couldn't imagine being that desperate. That is the norm. That is how men are. You can't imagine it, but that is the norm. Extreme beta is the norm today. It was the norm a long time ago. It's even worse today. Because now you have millennials and Gen Z guys. Holy shit. And, you know, Gen X guys my age in their 50s and baby boomer dudes, they're not going on TRT. Okay, they're having their testosterone drop. They're turning into needy pussies too. It's the norm. And COVID and things like that made it even worse. Caleb, I've gone out with almost 300 females. I can conclude that most intelligent women don't want a logical, intelligent guy. You're correct for the fact that guys shouldn't talk a lot about it and reduce their odd have sex. Yes, do not use logic on women. That is the dumbest thing men do. And how do I know it's dumb? A, you all do it. B, I used to do it when I was a beta male. You guys forget, I used to be a beta. I was a beta all through my 20s and first half of my 30s. I was in a monogamous marriage. I've told stories about this. And my wife and I would scream and yell at me. And so here's the example I used. And I would use logic and make it worse. She'd be like, she'd scream at me. I'm like, you know, you've been screaming at me all day. What's the problem? Well, that's because you did this. And I'll say, okay, no, I use logic. It's 1 o'clock. I was Mr. Logical like a lot of you. No, it is 1 o'clock. And I did that at 12:30. That was a half an hour ago. You've been yelling at me all day. So that's not it. Well, that's because you did this. Okay, I did that at 10 o'clock. And why are you that mad about that? It was 10 o'clock. You've been yelling at me since, why? Because of this. And I kept going on and logic. And she got more angry. I'm sure none of you can relate to that. You never had that experience, have you guys? Where you're arguing with a woman you're dating and she's screaming at you and you lose logic and she gets even more mad and you use more logic, she gets more mad. Dumbass. Don't do it. Anyway. What is the secret society? I don't believe in that concept. You can Google that. What if an FB wants to go out to eat? You say, no, you're too busy or too tired. Is it okay to suggest takeout instead? Sure, that's okay. What if she pushes for dates? Number one, top of list, you need to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself what you are doing wrong. You're probably not following all 8 or 9 cardinal rules. You are doing, I get this question all the time. Caleb, what if an FB wants to do all this more? You are doing something wrong. And if I followed you around the clipboard for a week invisibly, I can identify 3 or 4 things you're not doing. in terms of the cardinal rules. You're doing something wrong. You're sending out more dating vibes. You're spending more time with her. You're letting her spend the night. You're hanging out. You're calling her too often or texting. You're doing something wrong or multiple things wrong. Let's see. I remember hearing about Russian women in the Unchained Man first audiobook. I did an entire, one of my viral blog posts from back in the olden days is why I no longer date Russian women. And I gave a whole bunch of reasons. You spoke that in future guys will leave the sex market and women's standards will drop. Possibly, I said. That'll happen when they invent sex robots. So not when guys leave the sex market, it's when they invent sex robots. And normal everyday guys who are not losers are banging their robots at home. And so women go into Bumble and no one's there. Then they'll drop their standards. Yes, that probably will occur. Yes. That's why women will do their goddamnedest to make sex robots illegal. And they're going to make a bunch of bullshit about you're violating the robots' rights. Don't fuck that toaster. That toaster has rights. How dare you fuck that toaster? Could you even verbalize your non-mono on the first date? Will this change a bit then? Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I am in radio silence. You can guess why, because she listened to you. How's opposite? Do I post stories, etc.? What? No communication with her on any of her Facebook or, social media posts. No. I scheduled a date for January 15th. That's not a good idea. Odds are low. That'll happen because she has too much time to cancel it. How often should I text her before then, and what should I say? I can't give you specific details what to say because I don't know her and I don't even know you. You should text her once every 2 to 3 days and realize that your odds of success of that date actually happening are below 50%. Is it okay to go to New York to a New Year's Eve concert with an MLTR you've been seeing for a month? Yes, that is okay. She has potential for high in MLTR. It doesn't matter. That is okay. You are allowed to go on dates with MLTRs. That's what they're for. Yeah. How easy, hard is it for women to get into a relationship? Huh? I don't understand the question. If they already like you, it's super easy. Is an FB really a friend? Yes. Friends do things like play Frisbee and go to neighborhood barbecue together. That's close friends. Close friends. That's not all friends. Yes, you at a minimum, you treat an FB like a friend. You don't have friends, you just hang out at home. I've had those. But I get your point. What is the usual course of women leaving after 2 to 3 months of dating? I am fucking girls aside and they no assume. Could it be too much alchemy dependence? Could be too much alchemy dependence and or too much of a player vibe. And or you're not doing the cardinal rules. Not here's a big one for you guys where they leave. You're not making them come every time you have sex. Are you doing that? Is she orgasming? Was she orgasming every time you had sex? Sometimes I'm lazy and go on more than 2 or 3 dates. I'm with an interested woman when I feel like she'd be too demanding or picky with high ASD. That's not a good idea. I would not do this. Is this something we should just screen a bit out or just proceed? I don't believe in the concept of screening. I've written about this extensively. I don't screen. The only screening I have is, are you physically attractive to me? A. B. Are you a bitch to me? You can be a bitch to everyone else. That's fine. Are you a bitch to me? The answer is yes, you're out. The answer is no, you're in. So every woman on earth who is physically attractive and nice to me is in. What is your level of ASD? How old are you? Where do you go to college? Are your parents still married? That's Christian traditional conservative stuff. So no, I do not believe in that at all. Let's see. Turning 30 in a few months, should I change my online dating range, which is currently 18 to 32? No, I'd leave the same. I'd fuck way less women now at 35 than I would in my 20s just because sex drive has gone down. You need to go get a blood test and check your testosterone, estradiol, T3, which is thyroid, and vitamin D. You may have a hormonal problem. This is a potential bad thing because I have a feeling you have other negative symptoms of dropping testosterone. You're 35 and 30 is when it starts. So you need to go get tested ASAP and look at those numbers and work with the doctor. Is online dating way tougher nowadays? It is tougher, yes. Way tougher, no. I recognize if I don't go to the gym, I try to pick up gym. I recognize if I don't go to the gym, I try to pick up a gym chick. It's almost impossible. I wouldn't pick up chicks at the gym. Why would you do that? Every guy tries that. Stupid. I wouldn't do that. I've said this many times. I'll say it again. Night game, day game, and online dating are all more difficult now. Social circle game is easier. So if you want to do this easily and you're not an introvert, get good at social circle game. That's the future. Do you recommend doing blitzes every day on online dating apps? Every day for a while, and you got to stop because the algorithm will start hating you. So not every day forever, no. Do you put Russian women and Eastern European women in the same category? I do not. Are there enough differences? There are enough differences. One of my main FBs is Ukrainian. So there are enough differences. Yes. You got to be careful, though. There are still lots of Russian influences with Eastern European women, as you many of you are aware. If you're careful, yes. Yes. It depends. So like, you know, if you're dealing with Estonian women, they're different enough from Russian women. If you're dealing with a woman from Belarus, that's Russia. Belarus is Russia, dude. So it depends on which Eastern European country. Why would a woman sleep with an inexperienced guy? There's 10,000 possible reasons. He was decent looking. He was nice to her. He had strong game. He's acting like a provider, and she's gone on 7 dates with him and figures he'll be a good beta male boyfriend, so she'll finally put out. There's lots of possible reasons. Is it good or a bad idea to have threesomes with an OLTR? It is not a good or a bad idea. You're welcome to do that. That's fine. Many OLTRs do. I don't have threesomes with my OLTR. My OLTR likes to watch me have sex with the women, so she sits on a chair with a glass of wine and watch me fuck someone else. I have a really hard life. Recently, my Aura sleep score went down from 87 to 76 now. Recurring notifications, my latency. Any tips? You made some kind of lifestyle change in the evening. So what did you change in the evening? The light you're seeing, the screens you're looking at, the food you're eating at night, that's big. Now, we just came off 2 weeks of holiday food, so that could just be it. You're eating a bunch of fucking holiday food at night. Your sleep score is directly affected by what you eat before you go to bed. Directly affected. Mine is directly affected. If you eat nothing or eat like broccoli, you're fine. If you eat cake or bread, not cake, bread or noodles 2-3 hours before bed, your sleep score is going to suffer. It's going to suck ass. Do you think it's possible for AI to become conscious? It is impossible for AI to have consciousness. Is it possible for AI to become self-aware? Not possible. That will happen. I don't think consciousness is a function of intelligence, so I would lean toward no. To achieve, not to become conscious, say it differently. To achieve consciousness, no. You can make an argument that we are not conscious. So no, that is not possible. But to be indistinguishable from a conscious being, absolutely. That's going to happen really quick. Yeah, sure. And you could treat them like a conscious person. I would. If I met an AI robot who was indistinguishable from a person and had conscious level, you know, development, I would treat it like a human. I wouldn't care. Sure. Sure. If she was hot or it was hot and female, I might fuck it. I don't care. One smart guy once said, if you even have to ask for specific advice for a specific woman what to do next, you have already lost her. True. Correct. You don't want to ask a woman advice for what to do next. That's a terrible idea. You're right. Caleb, I have a weird feeling recently. I brought a chick to sex location, but I didn't go all the way, even though she allowed me to do so. Am I turning gay or what? Yes, you are turning gay. I think I have another realization. Your testosterone. Check your testosterone. Check your... Whenever you have these weird things, I'm just not motivated like I used to be. Get to a fucking blood testing center and test your fucking T levels. You think I would ever have that problem? Are you fucking kidding? My testosterone is 1130. It's higher than most 18-year-old men. You think I would ever be with a hot chick who wanted to fuck me and say, nah, I'm good. Unless I was busy in the middle of work and she came and interrupted me, that's different. But I wouldn't say no. I'd say, I'll see you in an hour. I'll see you in, give me 45 minutes. Got to finish this. Then I'm going to bend you over that couch. Yes, I make all of them come every time a lot. Could it be that we have sex too much? Meeting once a week and fucking 3 to 4 times and all the cardinal rules was still left. You did something. If it was multiple women all leaving within a month, you're doing something wrong. If it's one or two girls out of six or seven, that's them. That happens sometimes. But if it's tons of girls all leaving around a month or two, you're doing something wrong. I don't want you to know you're doing something wrong. What do you think about setting minimum age on dating apps to 20 to avoid girls under 18 saying they're 18? That's fine. Do whatever you want. There's no rule about that. When will you share some insights on your approach to sex with women? Huh? I'm aware of what you put on YouTube, but it's vague. What? I understand your question. Go to my blog. I have hundreds of articles. Buy my book, Get to Sex Fast, at gettosexfast.com. I give you the exact step-by-step instructions of what I do. If you want super specific step-by-step instructions, you have to pay for it. It's about $40. And it's a lifetime guarantee. I think you can handle it. Has Pink Firefly ever expressed that she feels on edge and just can't let herself go and be herself out of fear she'll create drama and get kicked out? Yes, she has expressed this. Not often. But yeah, she's expressed that. And that might be a normal thing you need to expect with an OLTR if you're an alpha male 2.0. Someone will think, well, I just can't be myself. So my answer to that is being yourself giving me drama all the time? Then I don't want to be with you. And A, B, I know you're not like that, sweetheart. Because in her case, we went all through 2020 living together as a married couple with not one incident of drama for the entire year. Fact, because I track this stuff. Go find any other married couple in the history of the universe who were married for several years, not newlyweds, married for several years, together, live in the same house for a year, not no drama once. So, sweetheart, I know it's that's not yourself. That's the answer I give. Okay, Jan Cohn, you're still asking about this one girl. You're getting one-itis. Stop asking about this one girl. Stop it. Which FB should I avoid dating in an OLTR? Huh? But what about my work? I don't understand your question. But what about my work friends, our mutual friend we know, or one of my ex-girlfriends? Oh, I see what you're asking. I don't want to get messy. Okay, good question. In an OLTR, here's you should not fuck. Or at a minimum, here's my rule in my OLTR. No woman can tell me who I can't fuck, including my wife. Excuse me. No, I'm not a beta. But there are certain types of women I will bring it to her attention first. We'll discuss it. So I'm not going to fuck any of my OLTR's family members or female friends without discussing it with her first. But I'm not going to do that because it would be the potential for drama is too high. Her coworkers, I wouldn't do that. Ex-girlfriends, that's a gray area, depends. You could fuck ex-girlfriends, gray area. That might be okay. Depends on a lot of factors in your relationship. I would do that, that's fine. I had sex with HBM, who was my girlfriend before Pink Firefly, it was a long time ago, but when I was seeing Pink Firefly. So yeah, that's okay. But that's the bottom line. Her female friends, her female family members, her female coworkers, leave them alone. Unless she's involved, that's different. Woo, that's fun. That can be hot. But unless she's involved, just leave it alone. There's plenty of other women for you besides them. Somehow my mom sent me a contract of a hot nurse who works at her hospital. Should I date her? Yeah, why not? Yeah, why would you not? Well, that's a dumb question. Caleb, I had an accidental condom slip with an unknown casual female. What's the odds of her transmitting HIV? Oh, God. Are you really asking me that question? It's been 4 months I haven't been tested. Okay. I know your name. I know you're not stupid. I can't believe you're asking me such a stupid question. The odds of you getting HIV from a slip of condom with one woman is that you have to fuck the same woman over it. HIV is one of the hardest STDs to get. You have to fuck an HIV positive woman over and over and over and over again. I've done extensive articles in my blogs about this. Go read that. The odds of you getting HIV are no. You're fine. That is a silly thing to even concern yourself with. But of course, you should get STD tested at least once a year anyway. Go get tested, and I'm sure you're fine. If your daughter was an alleged victim of Tate, would you still support Tate, or would you do the following research of the case? Are you saying rape or Tate? Victim of Tate? Would you support Tate? I don't support Tate. I don't unsupport Tate. I have no strong opinions about Andrew Tate. I don't support him. I don't not support him. I agree with most of what he says. in a lot of ways says is stupid stuff that was the same stuff that Roosh said 10 years ago. It's the same exact bullshit. You know. Yeah. What's a good service to check testosterone? I don't know what country you're in. Give me your country. Well, I only know the United States. I only know the USA. If you're outside the USA, ask a doctor or call a local hospital and say, I'd like to get an extensive blood test. Here are things like the test. Where would I go? And they'll tell you. There's three different websites. There's stdcheck.com, sdtest.com, labcorp.com in the US. Regarding societal programming by the elites, do you know of any books or research that more explain in depth about how this was organized and can just be carried out? There's some random books in my head, like The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's a good one. Start with that one. PF doesn't seem nervous or withheld. No drama sounds suspicious. That's why I ask. No, she was very happy in 2020. Less happy now because I don't see her very much. Nervous. Pink Firefly is nervous about all kinds of things, but not me. Pink Firefly is a very stressy, nervousy person. She's a very outcome-dependent person, but not about me. She's working on a work project right now, and it's a new project that's coming up, and she has to take a test to certify for something, and she's fucking terrified. And she'll kill it, but she's always nervous about something, not with me. Is she withheld? No. She tells me whatever she thinks that comes out of her mouth. She has to, you know, verbalize it. She's one of those talking people, woman on earth. So no. I have the book, Looking for Inside Details. Tossing, etc. I have the book purchased. Okay, I can't help you. I don't care. How does your model of open marriage works in Asia, like in Malaysia? As far as I know, monogamy is still a norm. Monogamy is the norm in every country on earth. Everywhere. Western world, Asia, South America, monogamy is the norm. Monogamy is the norm everywhere. Doesn't work. It doesn't work in Asia. Asian guys cheat like dogs. In Malaysia, same exact thing. I have people who fall from here in Malaysia who have FBs, MLTRs in Malaysia, in Taiwan. It works. You got to be a little quieter about it, but it works. Have you done it in the office? Many times in many offices with many women. Yes. Do we need to pay a lot for legal charges to be enforced in Asia countries? Legal charges? I don't understand. Should I be a bit more on the Alpha 1.0 side? Why would I ever recommend that? That's a dumb question. When dealing with Asian girls, very submissive women. No. No. I've been with many Asian girls and many submissive women. No. You're an alpha male 2.0. You're forgetting the term, the words alpha male and alpha male 2.0. Is it your rule to not make out on the first date or really no kiss at all? Like even greeting or goodbye kisses? No kissing on the mouth on the first date. You could kiss her cheek, I guess. That'd be okay. It wouldn't violate it. That'd be all right. Because that doesn't ramp up. Excuse me. That doesn't kill sexual tension. So you kiss her on the cheek like she's your sister. Sure. That'd probably work great. No kissing on the mouth. Even this. No. Kills the tension. You want to ramp, first date is to ramp up sexual tension and leave her with the sexual tension high. And you kill that by making her out, kissing her, making out with her at the end. You kill it. Now, again, if your model is I fuck all women on the first date, then do whatever you want, ignore my advice. If you're flying my models, 1 hour first date, you're out of there. You don't kiss her. You can hug her. I've got an MLTR for a couple months now, following the cardinal rules, going smooth. She hasn't brought up anything about the relationship. Good. How to make sure she is not assuming monogamy. Got an FB as well. The cardinal rules, and then that's it. You do all the cardinal rules, that's all you can do. Follow the fucking cardinal rules to the letter. That's it. And she still may bring it up, she may not. She won't bring up monogamy. She'll bring up, more likely, she will bring up, as I talk about my books and my blogs and my videos, hey, where is this going? Hey, what is this to you? Hey, who am I to you? I mean, what are we doing here? That will come up. But it's unlikely she'll assume monogamy if you're doing all the cardinal rules, especially if she's under 33, unless she's really stupid. Occasionally get dumb girls, but those are rare. You mentioned in order for a girl to be qualified for high-end MLTR, OLTR seems to be... No, I don't... No, that is incorrect. Screen for 6 months, 2 years. No, OLTR only. That's it. There are no requirements for an MLTR or high-end MLTR. No requirements. You can make a one high on MLTR in 2 weeks if you want. I think it's dumb, but you could. It's fine. OLTR only. At least 6 months to 2 years. Yes, I think it's a good strategy because girl who scams money have no patience. That's right. It cleans out all the psycho bitches, all the lying girls, all the women who are hiding something, all the girls who are good actors. A lot of women are good actors. They can hide their crazy shit for a few months. Girls can hide their shit for a few weeks. They can't hide for 6 months. By the way, it's true of men too. Because I tell women the same thing. Don't get serious with them until you've dated at least 6 months. Now, men are much harder. Men are not nearly as good as hiding shit. When men are fucked up, they vomit that shit all over a woman on the first, second date, and she knows immediately, going back to the 38-year-old six, right? But yeah, that's exactly why. It cleans out all the problematic women for OLTR. Now, they can be problematic if they're FBs, fine. Wear a good condom. What is your opinion of lone wolf men? I think they're fine. I am one. Can they succeed in dating? Yes, I did. If not, what is your tips? Yeah, I'm a lone wolf guy. I don't hang out with people. I'm an introvert. I'm working all day. Have you ever had FBs go psycho after learning you see other women? No, never had that in my entire life because I follow the cardinal rules and I don't date psycho bitches. Date. I can fuck psycho bitches as FBs, but you don't date an FB. The guys who run into that are guys who date as MLTRs or girlfriends psycho bitches, which is what all men do. That's the problem. So if that happens, it's because you dated a psycho bitch. That's why. What about visiting countries where they get you attempt to get blacklisted? 2% rule. Why a lot of girls ghost after the first date? Even I think I try to do less mistakes as possible. That's the norm. A lot of girls date ghost at first date. That's normal. That's unusual. Is it true most females came out on dates just to waste our time? Most, no. But a lot, yes. But that's not, here's the problem. They're much less likely to want to waste your time if they actually physically went on the date with you. The women who waste their time are on the dating sites and they have no interest in going on a first date. They're there to just get guys to kiss their asses or get followers on their Instagram or get followers for their OnlyFans. Those are the time wasters. That's why you ask her to meet up maybe twice and then you're off and on the next woman. She says no or says, well, maybe, boom, she's gone. So it's less likely if she met up with you, she wants to waste your time. No, but they're out there, sure. Why do you think some of these red pill guys claim they want docile women, but their actions show them pursuing the only fan women they supposedly hate? Do a lot of red pill men pursue OnlyFans women? I don't know. That's the challenge with red pill is it doesn't match. It's incongruent to its own belief structure. Women who fuck a lot of guys are trash. So only fuck good girls, but you go fuck hundreds of girls. Well, that means you're turning these women into the bad women that you're saying is bad for society, which means you, if you believe this, are directly contributing to the failure of society. Red pill, when you look at it, logically, it makes no sense. As I've said 10,000 times, red pill is a good prescription. Excuse me. Erase that. As I've said many times, red pill is a valid diagnosis. It is a terrible prescription. Not a good prescription at all. As I've also said many times, this is one of my favorite quotes from me. Red pill is a door you pass through, not a house you live in. Red pill is a phase you go through. You don't sit there in red pill. You'll turn into a maniac. Does TRT make you as horny as in your 20s? It can, depends on the men. It can, but not all men. I have a high-end MLTR I've been seeing for almost 7 years. Cool. I want to move to a different state and have her move there too. But I'm not ready to move in together. How to approach this? You talk to her about it. Will it work? Probably not. But I don't know how much she likes you or how old she is or what ties she has to her family. I don't know those details. I don't know if it'll work. You talk to her about it. You sit down and you hold her hand and you say, hey, I love you, if that's true, or I want to be with you, and I think we're great. I'm going to move. I want you to move with me. What do you think about that? Let's discuss that. If she goes, fuck no, then you have an answer. If she goes, well, I don't know. Let's discuss it. You discuss it with her. Why one of my one-night stands or friend with benefits asked me for money, even if I presented myself as a broke guy? Because you're starting to get these sugar baby bitches invading the normal dating apps. That started a few years ago. as sugar daddy game becomes more of the norm as the Western world continues to collapse. You know, that happens. It's a weird feeling. It's the third woman already. Okay, then you're doing something weird or wrong, or you're in a weird part of town, or I would use a different app. That's something you're doing. One girl every once in a while makes sense. Three in a row or third woman, unless you're fucking lots of girls. I don't know. I mean, if you're talking about three women in the last 27 women you fucked, oh, okay. How are we doing on time? Oh, I got to go. I got to go soon. A few more questions and I got to go. We will be doing regular live streams as of now, though. We'll be talking about business stuff and how to tackle the new year on Monday at Sarva CEO. Oh, I haven't updated the website yet. We have not updated the webpage yet. 90 Day Business Builder has now opened. We start on January 13th, which is a week from next Saturday. Your deadline to sign up is, next Wednesday, which is the 10th. Okay? So if you are interested in 90 Day Business Builder, and that's where we set you up in your own business, you set up, we help you do it. We work with you hand in hand for 3 months on how to set up your own location-independent business where you make real money within 90 days. It's guaranteed. And you can make payments up to 12 months, interest-free, and no late fees, if that's what you want to do. It's awesome. We have the biggest group in the 90 Day Business Builder as of right now. Biggest group. It is my flagship program. It is awesome. We love it. So that's free now. I will put a link below this video. Okay. Where are we here? If I am very good looking plus fit, very attracted to women where I live, do I have to increase my provider a bit for more long-term non-mono relationships like 70-30? No, do not do that. The world is full of really good-looking beta males. Do not do that. No. No, no, no. There are lots of good-looking beta males. They don't get laid very much. Girlfriend asked, you have a girlfriend? I hope it's not monogamous. Asked if I would not see girls the same. Oh, okay, you're open. Good. Not see girls the same day we hang out. Yes, I've heard women ask that. Yes, which I agreed to, but she broke that rule and said she didn't care. Did she do this? Learning. Yes. If you agreed to a ground rule and she broke it, I would probably downgrade her to MLTR. She better have a damn good reason. And or this better have been the only problem you have had with her for an entire year or two. If this is like the third or fourth problem, I'm out. If Pink Firefly broke a rule that I had that we mutually agreed on, don't have very many rules in a relationship. Very important, very important, very important. But if she broke a rule, especially a rule we mutually had to do, yeah, I'm out. I tend to next women after two dates if I don't manage to have sex, sometimes not even 33. Okay, that's fine. You can't next a woman you haven't had sex with, but I understand what you're saying. Sometimes they even hint that they want a couple more dates, but I lose attraction as that normal thing. Losing attraction, is it normal? Some guys do that, yeah. But I agree with you. I'm not going to go on a bunch of dates. I agree. Whether or not, but attraction is not relevant to me. Attraction is assumed. So it's not relevant to me if I'm not attracted or I am. I'm not going to lose attraction if a woman doesn't have sex with me. I'm still going to think she's hot. That's me. But if she says, let's go on three more dates, no, I'm out. Bye. Is it a red flag if a woman asked me to go straight to her place? I've done it safely a couple times, but there was one specific situation where the girl works as part of a time escort and I didn't go all the way. Is it a red flag? No, it is not a red flag. That is what we call, or what I call, male ASD. I've done several YouTube videos about this. Male ASD is you're on a first date with a girl, and she just basically says, hey, you want to go back to my place right now? Or, hey, you want to go to your, let's just go to your place right now. And the guy goes, oh, no, where's the hidden cameras? Someone's trying to Me Too me. Okay, that's stupid. That's beta and insane. So, no, that is perfectly fine. It's happened to me, and I've had sex with him on the first date. Not often, but it's happened. I remember the last time it happened. She was 19. And it was non-sugar baby. And she basically said, let's just go to your place. Now, one thing you could do is you could say, if she says, let's go to my place, you'd say, we go. If she says to you, let's go to my place, you can counter and say, hey, let's go to my place instead. If she goes, no, I want to go to my place. Well, that may be weird. Thanks, Dad, for the advice. You're very welcome. How do you greet a woman on the second date to your place? Do you break the touch barrier and kiss? The second date, anything is allowed. Kiss the fuck out of her. You bet. And there's no touch barrier on the first date. You can touch her and should touch her a lot on the first date. Kino, touch her hands, her shoulder, her hair. Yes, touch her a lot, but don't kiss her. On the second date, do whatever the fuck you want. Do you wait at the door or do you go to her vehicle? I don't go to her vehicle. Why would I do that? It's not the 1950s, no. Is Instagram really that important? Every bitch that likes me screens me through it. Thought it? It depends on what you're doing. It depends on what if you use it for game or not. It depends what you're doing. What's the URL for your new Unchained Man book? Unchainedman.io. There are FB groups of women, Facebook groups, that post pictures of men asking one another. I know you guys keep worried about this. Stop worrying about these fucking Facebook groups. Is this coming out of Red Pill? Another Red Pill thing? Caleb, do you realize there are Facebook groups where women say, have you been on a date with this guy? Oh, no, Caleb. Stop being a beta and a pussy. Proceed as if they don't exist. Who cares? God damn. I keep getting that question. Have you encountered this? No. Has it changed your systems? No. And if I encountered it, it wouldn't change my system at all. You probably haven't encountered it. You just heard it from some video somewhere, didn't you? Stop being a pussy. Proceed. Outcome independence. Oh, no. What if they show my picture on an outcome independence, you big beta? And I'm not talking directly to you. I am talking to you. I'm talking to all of you who've asked this question. Caleb, what if? Fuck you. Who cares? What if that happened to me? I'd say, okay, whatever. And I would continue to bang chicks. Stupid. I know you're focusing on United Business Builder Hardcore, but will you ever create a real or virtual community again for men to get together and discuss women specific from alpha male 2.0 perspective? There are free communities. If you look at the description of any of my YouTube videos, there's a link to the Alpha Male 2.0 Telegram group. I'm not there, but there are guys there. It's active. There's the Alpha Male 2.0 Facebook group. There's about 13,000 men in that group, and they're discussing it all the time. Yes. If you talk about one that is curated with me, no, I couldn't make that profitable enough. And if you have any ideas, let me know on how to do that, how I can make it very profitable for myself. I haven't heard any great ideas yet. What age group is the best to date for you? For me, it's 24 to around 27. I don't know how old you are. I'm 50. I'm about to turn 52. So I'm 51. Best age group to date. Well, I don't date. I'm married. I'm in an OLTR, so I don't date. I date my wife, and that's it. I have FBs. So if you ask me what my preferred age for my FBs is, I don't think I have one. I guess I do. Let me think a minute. You said 24. I agree. That's kind of my bottom is 24. I used to date a lot of 18, 19-year-olds, but they're too much, too erratic, and I need stability. 24 to about 34? 35, somewhere in there. 24 to about 34, 35. Yeah. What was the result of your 90-day dating program? It's not over with yet. It's over on Valentine's Day. It's called Valentine's Victory. We're about halfway through it, or a third of the way through it. So I'll let you know after Valentine's Day. I was scared she would scam me for the money because she mentions how much she will get having sex with a client, so I just walked away. Good. The fact that in Asia, it is not common to go straight to a chick's place on a first date to meet. Well, then do what I said. Counter with, let's go to my place. Had a 33-year-old. Okay, a few more questions, and I got to gotta go. Yeah, a few more questions. Had a 33-year-old mom of four. I've been with those. True fact from my sexual history, one of the tightest women I ever had sex with was a mother of four or five. One, two, three. Four. Mother of four. I'm like, oh, she's going to be loose. This is going to be awful. It's great. It's just genetics. Anyway, had a 33-year-old mom of four come over for the first date at around midnight with a brand new bottle of tequila. I love it when they do that. That's so awesome. Was eager to come back. She came back and called out of work and still didn't fuck. Wait a minute. She came over to your house with a bottle of tequila and you didn't have sex with her? Why? If a woman comes over directly to your house late at night with alcohol, it's sex time. Get laid. I don't know what happened. Be very careful if you live in the United States or Canada about having sex with a woman who's had alcohol. I don't do that in the United States or Canada. Other countries, doesn't matter. United States or Canada, just be careful. What do you think about the passport bro concept? I've answered that question 10,000 times. It's an excuse guys don't want to learn gay. It's the same thing I said about Roosh guys 15 years ago. If you want to go to other countries to bang women because you think it's easier in these other countries, I guess that is fine. A better model, in my view, is what I did. I got good at having sex with lots of cute girls in America where it was quote-unquote hard. Now I can go anywhere in the world and I can bang the whole... I hate using the word bang. I can have sex with the whole world. I think saying to yourself, I can only get laid in this country is beta and hurts your self-esteem. That is my opinion. No, she doesn't give me any issues. No, she doesn't give me any problems. It was just weird. Okay, well, you need to have a very... this is the one who broke the rule. It was just very weird that she said that and she said it was an accident. That's a lie. It's not an accident. You don't accidentally have sex with a person. It's not an accident. And she didn't mean to make me mad. That's probably true. She was just horny. That's not an excuse. What if you fucked someone? What if you fucked someone the same day and she screamed at you, said, well, I was just horny. Would she say, oh, then that's okay? No, of course not. So you need to have a very serious discussion with her and say, you know what? That's your first strike. Second strike, I'm out. That's how we do it. If she was perfect before that, that's strike one. Strike two, I'm gone. How's the new Alpha 2.0 going? It's almost done. The book, almost done. Almost done. I live in Asia and I went to plenty of girls to their place the first date without the date and they came to mine. It's nothing special or weird. Thank you. If a woman wants to have sex with the first date or second date, do it. Stop being a big pussy. I have a great location dependent side business, but I struggle with sales and follow up. What resources would you recommend? You talk about, it depends if you're talking about sales or marketing. Those are two very different things. If it's sales, you should probably read Psychology of Selling by Brian Tracy. There's also an audio program, which you're really good about that. If it's marketing, depends. Depends what you're selling. Guerrilla Marketing in 30 Days by J. Conrad Levinson. Caleb, if she's been a stripper sugar baby before, how can I tell if her long-term plan is to make me a sugar daddy? Why do you care? If I already had sex with a first date, she paid for over half the drinks. Why do you care? I don't know why wouldn't I care. Why do you care? Doesn't matter. Is it a good alchemy dependence? Stop screening. Is it a good idea to have a security camera? Oh my God. Oh. I'm going to hate this question. So this is a beta male. This is a beta male question, folks. Is it a good idea to have a security camera outside of your door just in case you need to show a woman leaving your place happily in Western countries? Okay, if you want, I wouldn't care. Also, my other question was the dating program successful financially? Oh, just barely enough for me to bother to do it. I am probably never doing it again. So that if you're referring to the test, I said, this is a test to see if you guys really want to do this. Because it's the second time I've offered it. And I better see a lot of guys do this or else I'm not doing it again. Not a lot of guys did it. So I'm never doing it again. That was the second chance I gave you guys. You guys in my audience, and not just my audience, all audiences, do not feel comfortable spending more than spending $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 on a woman service. You are very comfortable spending that kind of money or more on business services and international five flag service. You have no problem with that at all. But on a woman, pure woman thing, you don't want to do it. So sorry, no. Let's see. How can one improve their social skills? Too general a question. I would start with the two books, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie and Confidence in Power in Dealing with People by Les Giblin. Is it true that there are some high-notch count females qualified to be OLTR? Yes, but it depends what you mean by high-notch count. Every guy So a red pill guy would say high notch count means more than like 15 guys. That's not high notch count. High notch count is like 100 guys. That's high. And that would give me pause. There's some scientific data with women who've fucked hundreds of men. But like if she's fucked 20 guys, 25, who cares? There's no statistical difference between a woman who's fucked 5 guys and 25 guys. Now, there is a statistical difference between a woman who's fucked 5 or 25 and 150. So that's it. That's the data. I look at the data, not my opinions. I think these red pill guys are extremely paranoid. That's it. Correct. They are very paranoid about that. Okay, we did talk about it. She was willing to drop him. I told her that it was unacceptable. That's not the point. It's not about dropping him. That's not the point at all. Okay, I'll drop him. No. Bitch, don't say bitch, but this is your attitude. Bitch, you agreed to not do this, and then you fucking did it. That's a fucking problem. I'm never going to forget this. One more time and you're out. Excuse me, I'm out. You can do whatever you want, I'm out. I don't care if you drop him or not. I don't give a fuck about that. You promised X and you did Y. How would you feel if I fucking did that? That's the talk. One more, and I mean that now, one more problem, I'm out the fucking door. But guys say if a girl fucks more than 5 guys, she's unmarriageable. It's funny as hell. That is correct. There's no data to support this. Which John Wick traits do you think are worth emulating and which are not? Virtually none. John Wick is a very unhappy man. So you don't want to emulate any aspect of John Wick at all. Most action heroes you don't want to emulate in your real life. There might be. He's physically fit and he can beat guys up. That's cool. Other than that, nothing. He's not a happy person. Is John Wick a happy character? What do I teach? Long-term consistent happiness. That's why I say you shouldn't be like James Bond either. James Bond's not a happy guy. You want to be happy. Have a lot of sex, make a lot of money, and be happy. Okay. How long are we going here? I will answer 3 more questions. And then I'm out. Wow. These live streams are going crazy here with the attendance. Shit. Damn. Let me close my screens here. 3 more questions. Let's see here. Are there any more? See, I'm already a little hunched. So I'm going to do this. I had to change the way my chair is set up. Had a whole thing. My upper back. I'm financially broke now at early 30s. Yes, most modern day men in their early 30s are financially broke. That is normal, unfortunately. Welcome to millennials and Gen Z. I know it's not all your fault, but it is some your fault. But I fucked more than 70 women. Should I stop dating now completely? I can't answer those questions. It's up to you. I would not stop, as I said to the other guy at the beginning of this live stream, I would not stop having sex. That's a terrible idea. But if you feel like you've sown your wild oats, because I reached that phase many years ago where I lived every sexual fantasy I ever had. I said, okay, I'm good now. I still need several women in my life. I still need to have sex. Monogamy still doesn't work. So I need 1 or 2 or 3 women on rotation now. But I'm good. I don't need to blow my brains up with dating more. I'm just going to put that on autopilot and focus on my mission. Great. If that's where you are now, do it. It's fine. If that's not where you are in it, you need to do a few more things, get the few more things done. But being broke is a terrible idea. You can't be broke. With what's coming, you don't want to be broke. If you're broke, you're a beta. I don't care how many guys, women you fucked. The world is full of lots of broke guys who fucked lots of girls, and they're going to get destroyed with what's coming to the Western world. You're already feeling it, aren't you? So that's not a good idea. So yeah, that too. The 33-year-old mom of 4 was in the Midwest, USA. Okay, I forgot your question, though. Oh, was in the Midwest. Oh, okay. She came to your house. Okay. I would be careful, but I don't know why you didn't fuck her. That's odd. I don't know why she didn't want to be fucked. That's very strange. Maybe you pussed out. I don't know what happened there. Are there any traits, talents you think someone should not indicate on a dating app? Yes. Anger. Being picky, being jaded, saying, I don't like women who, that kind of stuff. You should not portray. Needy, one-itis-y, I really want a girlfriend. I want to get married. So a lot of traits you shouldn't talk about on online dating app. All right, last question. Then I got to go. Does having threesomes with an OLTR, excuse me, does having threesomes with a girl MLTR, but no sex outside of that count as alpha male 2.0? No. I describe that in detail in my books. That is basically kinky monogamy. It's not technically monogamy, but here's the problem. The split second she says, I don't want to have threesomes anymore, congratulations, dumbass, you're now monogamous, which is 100% guaranteed to happen. How do I know that? 100% of all men who have attempted those kinds of relationships where I can fuck other girls but ask me a threesome with my girlfriend, 100%, in 100%, the girlfriend eventually says, I don't want to do threesomes anymore. Now you're monogamous. So no, that isn't anywhere near alpha male 2.0, and it is not an MLTR. Because that doesn't describe it. You're exclusive. That you're describing an exclusive woman. That's not an MLTR. So no and no and no. Do you still talk to your first wife? No, I'm not. I haven't talked to her in 10 plus years. There's no reason to. Our kids are grown. So no. All right. Thank you guys very much. Thank you, Uncle, for hard work for more than 5 years. Very cool. All right. I like how I'm a dad or an uncle, depending on the guy's age. If you're 30, I could be your dad. My son is in his 30s. So there you go. All right, I will see you guys. If you follow the Sovereign CEO channel, I'll see you guys over there on the Sovereign CEO podcast. I will see you over there on Monday. Have fun. Use this time to your advantage. This is the best month of the fucking year, January. Get to work. Bye.